What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
The Sanderson sisters are here to welcome you to the finale of our Halloween series.
No, this can't be the last costume.
It's over.
I almost want to just like make our whole podcast shtick be that we just wear different costumes
every time.
We also like don't talk about it.
Yeah, no.
We never acknowledge it. Like we just show up in the costume.
They click on an episode that's in like mid-March and we're just like fully decked out. And we never address it.
I think we should do that for an episode and not say when, why, or anything, and just do it.
Perfect. I love that. Okay, and so if you've seen this episode and then that one happens, we have to give them like a secret phrase to comment so that they know.
Ooh, well, in the spirit of the Sanderson.
yep.
Jessica, sit down, please.
Yes. Okay, if you watched the newest one and you came back to find this one and you were here originally, comment Halloweena on the newest video.
Yes, which was supposed to be Paloma's middle name when she was going to be born on Halloween.
Right. And if you don't know the backstory of that, go back and watch that episode.
Yes.
What? Why, God? Mom, look at what my mother has done. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys. But here we are, and it's almost Halloween.
Actually, yes, while we're sitting here. Yes. Halloween is, well, in a few days.
Yeah, in a few days as of the episode going live.
Yeah.
And I just could not feel more in the Halloween spirit sitting in the spooky set in my full-on Winifred Hocus Pocus look. Like, right. The wig and everything.
Listen, this is not an outfit. This is a look. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a look.
This wig looks like movie quality.
No, it does.
I'm serious.
Getting the headphones over the wig was like a whole experience. It took me a minute, but I feel like I got it.
It honestly kind of gives headband vibes. Like, it's headband in the front because it's not all the way back, but it's kind of just sitting on your forehead.
Yeah.
The way I feel like we have to take her to Downtown Disney so she can sign some autographs because you look so good.
Yeah, you look great.
Oh, thank you. You guys do too.
Thank you.
This blonde wig, you guys. If
she has hair.
I love it.
Yeah, feels good. I mean, it's itchy, but it feels good to have hair right now.
And it's so great that we are doing this outfit and like it's so iconic. These witches so iconic. Yeah. But the fact that they're remaking the second one.
Right.
Yes.
No,
can
right.
we talk about that?
Yes.
So literally back in, was that July when we were coming up with costume ideas? Because we wanted to do it way in advance. It was before we had heard about Hocus Pocus 2, like when it was coming out, like there were just whispers of it. And Paloma pitched as one of the costume ideas for the podcast, the Sanderson sisters. We find out after having decided on these costumes as an ode to the 1993 movie, almost 30 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
We find out that the sequel is coming out at the end of September.
Which is, okay, like you said, 30 years. Like, these women.
It's going to be the OG witches.
Yes.
I know the original one took place in Salem, Massachusetts, because Salem witch trials.
Right, right, right.
When I went to Boston, we were like, what is that, 45 minutes from Salem? I was like, I don't want to go, but we didn't have a car. Mm. I feel like that'd be cool. And I've heard Salem's just a cool town in general.
I heard that like if you're looking for like the spooky, like you'll get it. Like if that's what you're trying to like find. Mm-hmm. But it's just like cool and like the vibes are there, but it's not actually like, ooh.
Yeah. It's on my bucket list regardless. I'm like, I hope so. Yeah. I just, you know, Halloween has got to go get her fix.
When you got to go in this because now you have the costume.
No, absolutely. I don't want to, again, don't want to take it off.
Right. I know. I feel like when I put real clothes on, like, it will really be done.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be sad.
I know.
I know. I can't be out of uniform, you guys.
Yeah. Maybe we should go out in this.
Okay. So with Halloween things, speaking of like spooky, not spooky, do you guys prefer like the fun dancing skeleton Halloween or like horror movie you like to be scared?
I like my skeleton dancing.
Yeah, me too.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I'm not. I can do like in a fun activity that's maybe a little like jumpy, like that's fine.
Yeah.
But like to be like frightened and screaming and crying, like I'm not interested at all.
Do you guys have anything that's like especially scary to you? Like what are your biggest, like, not biggest fears of like loneliness, but you know, like dying alone.
She said, right. Tell me your deepest, darkest fear.
But like, right. What kind of things scare you?
I have one, and it's he's like my bad guy. Like in all my dreams, this is the bad guy. It's Scream. I don't know why. It wasn't like the first scary movie I saw or anything, but ever since I saw that Scream movie when I was young with Drew Barrymore, from then on, he was the bad guy. And like, if I would turn on the lights in the garage in my dream, he'd be there. Or I have so many dreams of me opening the front door. He's standing there. Like, ooh. He is there. And I'm like, I swear to God.
That's
so
scary.
You're going to come home from your trip and Ryan's going to greet you at the door dressed as the Scream
Listen,
guy.
Listen, I absolutely would never. I would never. I would never. I would never. And honestly, because I love you, but I would not be able to survive it. And I know that. And I just would not do that to anybody because I would simply actually pass away.
Yep. I simply would die.
I would die.
Simply, like you said, I'd simply pass away
yeah. Because there's no way I would be able to recover.
I'd see him and I'd be like,
No, right.
You just faint.
Just faint.
Like the 1700s. You're like, oh
my God. Not anymore, but when I was younger, it was dolls. But because I was told a really, really scary doll story, and I don't know if I like mentioned it to my parents or something, but I took a nap and I woke up and my parents were gone. And my dog was gone, but there was like a doll sitting on like the bed or whatever. And I was like, oh, absolutely not. I was young, like young.
I've seen Annabelle. Mm-mm.
Yep. No. Yeah. Not happening.
And it was just a story that like my friends told me. It wasn't even like real. Like it wasn't even like I watched a movie and like da-da-da.
I got chills off that
one. No, yeah. It was just a story. And I was like very moved. It was scary.
Oh,
but not anymore.
I'm scared to ask Sierra. What about you?
I don't really have anything. I think the closest thing, which isn't like a, ooh, fun Halloween spooky thing, is just like home invasion. Like, I'm always one of those people who, like, I literally hear any sound and I'm like, call 911.
Like, no, okay, I someone's
breaking
that too.
In. Yeah. Someone's breaking in.
Yeah.
So I always kind of feel like, I feel like if they're, like, I can't watch, like, the Purge movies because of the whole, like, plot of, like, people, like, breaking in. Like, that
right.
gives me too much anxiety because I can do scary movies that feel so, like, disconnected from my right. reality. In the same way that, like, when I watch, like, gory movies, like, violent movies, like, I am not bothered at all by fantasy violence mm-hmm. because I'm not afraid that that's gonna happen. Like
right.
I can watch Marvel and any of the violence in there because I'm not afraid that an alien's gonna come down in space and like snap me away.
Right.
But I can't watch movies that have like mass shootings or like terrorist plots because like that is something that could actually happen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
so I like fantasy violence.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense. I also have like the weird like scary home invasion yeah. moment. But I think it's just because I want to be hyper aware of it, but then I'm like, well, I'm too aware of it. Now I'm like freaking out.
Yes.
Like now I'm like,
a leaf crinkles or something. You're like,
oh, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
Honestly, the biggest help for me with that, because it was worst when I lived alone before Steven and I moved in together, but I had Bruiser with me. And you guys know Bruiser barks at literally anything.
Right.
So I'd like be in the shower. I'd think I heard something. I'd get freaked out. I'd be like, nope. If it was anything, Bruiser
would have barked.
Bruiser would be barking.
Mm.
All right, Ryan. Looks like we're getting the
yeah,
dog
you got
tomorrow.
The dog.
Now right, we're convinced. Go. We've already talked about the dog so many times. Now we have to get the dog.
Yeah.
I definitely see this puppy coming in the new year.
Ooh.
After the holidays. We just got to get these trips over in the holiday. Because listen, again, big commitment. I want to make sure we are in it to win it, baby.
In it to win it. We were just listening to that song.
Push it. Push it to the limit. Because we're in it to win it. In it to win it. Oh yeah.
We just started singing earlier
and
now
we can't stop.
Other than scary like things, scary movies, do we have any scary like movies?
I don't watch any of them.
I like the fun dancing skeleton scary movies of like Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus, like those kind of more hokey,
yeah,
cheeky kind of things.
Okay. this is important. Is A Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
I think it's a Christmas movie, but appropriate to watch on Halloween.
Okay. I will accept that answer.
I was shown it during Halloween. So okay. I think that that's why I'm like, it's just a Halloween movie.
Right.
You know, so.
Despite all the Christmas shenanigans.
Yeah. And, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I accept all answers. I just, some people are like really passionate about it. So I just, I think it's a year round movie, to be honest. Oh, I feel like I can watch it whenever I want and not be like, not this Christmas movie. Like, how embarrassing. Like, you know, some people start so early.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, let me marinate in all these steps. Yeah, the people that are already celebrating Christmas and we're barely in Halloween. Wait, I went to Costco and they already have the Christmas trees up. It's not even Halloween. On God, saw the Christmas trees. I said, wait, how?
That's let me early, live. No?
Anyways, so in relations to these spooky stuff, also conspiracy theories are kind of
spooky.
It's like Halloween adjacent.
Yeah.
But also, what kind of conspiracies?
So here's my problem with conspiracy theories. So when I was in high school, I loved conspiracy theories. Like I read so many books about conspiracy theories. I thought it was fun. Like I didn't super buy into any of them, but I just thought it was fun, right? Like I knew a lot about like the Loch Ness Monster and like Atlantis and like did Amelia Earhart fall into a black hole? Like those kind of things that are really kind of like over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Now the rhetoric around conspiracy theories has changed so much because I feel like there is this whole issue of people like buying into conspiracy theories about like our current political system and then like actually being unhinged.
Right.
And so when I say, oh, I love conspiracy theories, I feel like people are going to think I'm like QAnon or something.
Right.
And I'm like, no. I just like, let's just talk about the Loch Ness Monster.
Right.
So I feel like when we talk about conspiracy theories, just the landscape of that in the past 10 years has changed so much.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you think like aliens fall into that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there's gotta be, right? Like there's, but right? Like, are there not aliens?
So I believe in like that there must be other like plant and cell life on other planets in other universes that like has a completely different DNA makeup than ours. But I don't necessarily know. I don't know either way. I don't feel strongly. Is there intelligent life, sentient life?
Oh.
Like, I think there could be like weird plants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Which is technically life.
But like weird plants, like what? Like how would you know it was weird? Like plants just look like
It would be an alien plant.
Like the genetics or something would be different. Like it's not even
like it's not what we even, it's out of our understanding of what a plant is.
Got you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then I feel the same way. Because that has to be.
Yeah. I feel like that for sure. And then sentient life, I'm like, I don't know.
What do you think, Ryan?
I don't know.
I believe in aliens.
I just feel like there's no way that we're just like the smartest ones like here.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're so stupid.
No, they're driving by Earth, locking their doors.
Like, have you guys heard the conspiracy theory? Sorry. Once you get me unlocked conspiracy theories.
I'm for it. I'm
like,
here for it.
17-year-old me is like, everything's coming back. I heard a conspiracy theory when I was a teenager that what we think of as aliens are actually time traveling humans from the future, because the way that a lot of ships are being developed now look like what we consider flying saucers. So if someone, let's say like Rockwell, like that whole thing, said, oh, I saw a flying saucer, what it actually was a ship from Earth, a human ship that time traveled back in time. Because if in the future we discover time travel, that means that people were time traveling back now.
Right. My mind's blown right now.
I know. I'm like, hold on.
And there are pictures, like historic pictures of like old times, like before cell phones were invented, where you can like see people in the background, like talking on a cell phone. So it's like, that's a time traveler who came in what we think of as a flying saucer. Right?
Oh my God.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah. I don't need, I honestly, this is so, maybe, I don't need much. But if it makes sense, I'm like, it makes sense to me.
Dude, girl, what did you wake up the other day that you were like, Paloma, I watched this on TikTok? And she's like, and it was like the craziest theory.
Wait,
but
what
like,
was it?
I really hope you can remember.
Oh,
please.
Okay, so I saw this thing on TikTok like a few weeks ago, and it was talking about like deep set eyes, like where you can see the white underneath your the color part of your eye. And they were saying that the celebrities that have died like tragic deaths. Did you see that? And they're, like Aaliyah's on there. I can't, there's like these other like older celebrities, and then everyone was like Billie Eilish, like
Marilyn.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. And so they're like, okay, what about Billie Eilish? Because her eyes are like deep set like that. And the person's like, yeah, it's not looking good for Billie, like this and that. Like, well, she's
Well, they also went on this whole tangent with zodiacs, like full birth charts going into it. And they were saying, like, if Billie Eilish doesn't like retire from this time, like,
yes,
that's when she has to step out of the, it was so confusing.
It was so good, but I was like,
So Ryan comes out in the morning and she's like, that's why Billie Eilish should be living a normal life, not this pop star life, because if not, she's going to die a tragic death. And I was, as she's telling me, she's like, it made more sense in the video, but I really...
Because I was spark noting it, but...
She's like living her normal life. And I was like, how do you know that like just singing is not a normal life? Like define normal
life. I was like,
life.
Listen,
and
she was the like, TikToker didn't say that
questions.
Wasn't.
Yeah. Conspiracy had too many holes.
It did have a lot of holes, but I was living.
That's the thing. Conspiracy theories, like you're not meant to like look at it too closely because then you see all the holes.
Right.
Right.
Right. Like just keep it surface. Keep it fun.
Do you think that since you're not really into like astrology and stuff, do you think that's considered a conspiracy theory?
No, I think of it as like a Hogwarts house. That's like right? It has the weight that you put into it. So I think there's nothing like harmful about that. I just don't personally buy into it like actually affecting like who a person is, but I think it's fun.
I really enjoy the like to talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I put a lot of energy into it, which makes me really feel like it's real and like it's all like this, but I just know that's because of the amount of energy I put into it. But like I can acknowledge that like that's fair and fine that you like think it's fun, but you're not like it's not like set in stone, like you can change as a person or whatever, like,
but I also don't feel the need to like I don't know stomp all over it for other people.
Yeah,
I think it's so annoying when people are like, that's not real, that's not this, that's, it's like, okay, come on,
right?
Like, we're not trying to get this passed into law,
right.
It's just for funsies, in the same way that like you guys know I'm a rock girl, I love my rocks, I love my all my minerals, but I don't believe in like crystal healing power. But if people do, like, all the power to you.
Right.
I like my rocks because they're pretty and fun to look at.
Right.
It's not harming anyone if you like your rocks because, you know, you feel like they give you any sort of energy. So, like,
I used to be, I really used to be like you, Sierra, where I was like, oh, it's just fun. And everyone would be like, you're such a Scorpio. And I just didn't care or whatever. And then I just kind of, so many people were into it and were like really reading me content. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is really great. And then I took a class in college. And I remember this professor was really into like all this stuff. And he was talking about how he's like, it's just not made up on nothing, though. He's like, it's not just like, oh, we're like, oh, the stars. He's like, it's because it repeats itself. Like, just like how our calendars and how many things are measured in this way, it's the same thing. In these stars, they've just noticed these habits, and that's why they're saying these things, not because they're just ripping it out of thin air. And you know what? I want to get more info so we can have a cool, deep conversation about this, because I think it's so interesting.
Yeah. Maybe I just haven't like found my little thing that sparks.
Oh, if you like conspiracies, baby, here we go.
Yeah, because once you like look at something and then like transfer to something else, it gets like so much. And the more information you know and have, like the deeper you can really get into it, which is like, I feel like something that you do. Like once you're really into something, you are like deep diving into all the things.
Oh,
Like you like really get into it.
Oh, yeah. I have like, I like too much. Like that, it becomes like my whole life and my whole personality.
This is going to be her new thing. She doesn't even know. She's going to be one of those
girls. She's
going
to be telling us stuff. We're going to be like, oh my God, I didn't even know.
I'm serious. This pattern's been going on for years. I read about it. And so just get ready.
Yep. I'm going to be out there with a telescope in the yard and be like, wow, the positioning of Jupiter looks a little dicey today.
I mean, like you with your plants, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of same vibe.
It is.
Okay. Circling back to the conspiracy theories real quick. Give me a yay or nay if you're like, JFK assassination. Was the CIA involved? What do you think?
I think yes, but not directly.
Like,
it's kind of what I think.
I think they knew about it, but they didn't like have any direct like positioning with it.
Maybe.
Some people believe that the sniper was framed by the CIA.
Yeah, I don't go that far.
Yeah. I feel like each conspiracy theory has different tiers of belief.
Yes. Totally, totally.
And it just gets, it starts looking more and more like Swiss cheese as you go on.
Yes.
Aliens.
Yes.
UFOs.
Yes.
The Illuminati.
I did when I was younger because I felt like that had a lot of mainstream time.
It did, yeah.
For whatever reason. And like Beyonce was like the head of the Illuminati.
I know.
Whatever that was. And I was like, I don't understand, but probably like, I don't know.
Rihanna's listening. I can't comment.
Right.
I'm going to go no on the Illuminati.
No, yeah, no, I'm definitely going to go no. Yeah.
Bigfoot, Sasquatch, all of the large people monkey hybrid.
Yeah. That's one of those things that I have fun believing in. Like, I don't genuinely think there is, but it's so fun to believe.
I hope there is.
I don't think there is, but I think there was. I think there has been.
Ooh, but it went extinct.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. I don't think there's one still, but I think that there definitely was one.
Yeah. It's not like a Shamu that lasts forever.
No.
See, but I think there could be like a Bigfoot of the sea very easily.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the ocean is so expansive and we've explored what? Like less than 10% of it?
Yeah. Thing. There's like, definitely some stuff in there.
There's got to be some weird
scary
crap.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even the stuff that we see, I'm like, I don't like that at all. What is that?
Have you seen
it's giving aliens.
Colossal squids? They've only been filmed like one or two times. Like they're so rare. They live in like the deep depths. They're gigantic.
No, I'm scared. Yeah.
We're like looking on other planets. They're in the ocean. Like our aliens.
They're right there.
The aliens are simply there. Have you seen the pictures? Next.
Yeah. Oh my God. What is that?
Oh, that's a megalodon.
Remember, I for so long thought that was fake.
The Megalodon?
Yeah. It just sounded fake. I remember they made that movie.
What movie?
I think it was literally called The Megalodon.
Oh.
Yeah, remember? Right? I remember that.
I remember.
So that's why I thought it was fake.
Sharknado. Remember Sharknado?
I also remember Sharknado. What do you think about Jaws? I mean, I feel like it's iconic, right? It's an old shark film.
I guess it could be a Halloween film because it's like, ooh sharks.
Bum, 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 bum,
but have you seen it recently?
No.
It is...
It looks like the mechanical.
Looks like a puppet.
It looks like the mechanical like one
like
that they have
on someone's hand. Like, good luck. But they did what they had to do back then.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Speaking of giant creatures of water, the Loch Ness monster. And then while I was looking up this one, I found there's a whole conspiracy theory about there being a Loch Ness monster in Montana.
Ooh, now I want to go back to Montana. Absolute hard yes to the Loch Ness monster.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's a water thing. Like, there's so much
water. Alien.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I would consume any and all media I could find about the Loch Ness monster. I had so Nessie shirts, Nessie like hats. Like my dad went on a business trip to Scotland, and I was like, please go take pictures at Lake Loch Ness. Like, I need to see it. Or I guess people get annoyed when you say Lake Loch Ness because Loch means lake. So it's like saying like Lake Ness.
Right.
I was like so, so into the Loch Ness monster.
That is such a fun Sierra fact.
I know. I love that. I genuinely love that.
If you want to get me, if you get me in Secret Santa this year for the team, you can get me something Loch Ness monster.
And that's why when we were watching Twilight, all of a sudden he said Nessie and she was like, Loch Ness monster? I was like, oh my.
We only knew that because like she said it afterwards.
Yeah.
Like I didn't
and
know.
And she called it. That's why I was like, and you said you didn't see this. Right. Oh, she knows the Loch Ness monster.
Right.
And that was my like avid follower. Weird kid tendencies just coming right out.
I love that.
I do love that too.
I'm hearing that you would really like Loch Ness erotica
for
the Secret Santa since that was all going to be erotica.
It never ends.
Let it stay a very, very wholesome interest, please.
Oh, God.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
And on that note, Amelia Earhart's plane going down, all of that. The black hole.
I find that all super interesting, but I think just like flying and navigating in general in that day was so much more complicated than it is now. It's easy now to like look with our 21st century lens and be like, something crazy must have happened.
Right.
But like, I think actually probably it just, the plane went down.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Agreed.
Especially with the timing of everything too. And also feel like it's hard to navigate people back then as well.
Yes.
Like you're like, I can't find someone. I feel like that was pretty common.
Be like, did you put an air tag on it?
Right. Right.
An Amelia air tag.
Oh, there it is.
Sierra, they're still looking for her. How could you?
It's too soon.
Also related to airplanes, chemtrails.
No.
What's that?
So there is a conspiracy theory that when airplanes fly, you know how there's like,
oh yeah,
like lines behind them.
I believe they're called contrails.
Yeah, that it's the government putting like chemicals in it to like poison people. It's just like it has an actual physical explanation,
right?
Where I feel like it's just it's not my kind of conspiracy theory,
right?
All right, I mean, then that's a no for me.
Yeah, I feel like same. I'm like, it's like a candle. If you burn it and blow it out, it makes smoke. I don't know.
Flat Earth.
No.
Fair. That the moon landing was faked.
Okay, here's my theory.
Okay.
So I think we actually went to the moon. Sorry, I get way too excited.
No, please.
I think we actually went to the moon, but I think maybe there's a chance that it was just really too difficult to like record, broadcast, all of that. So we went to the moon, we did the whole thing. And then, especially because of the political like connotations of that, where like we were trying to get there before the Russians, and it was like a really important patriotic thing for the American government to show the people, we did it.
Right.
So I think we actually did it. And then maybe they came back and were like, let's reshoot that.
Right.
Like maybe the lighting wasn't right. Maybe like they didn't get like the really, you know, one small step for man, one giant leap for humanity, right? Like maybe he was just like, all right, tight, peace out. And they wanted it to be more inspirational. So maybe they reshot it. And maybe that's where people get the like, it's a green screen. You can tell. But we actually do know that we've been to the moon because there are like things on the surface and whatever.
Right. I feel the same way. Before I was like, it was absolutely fake. It's fake. You can tell. I was like, look at the green screen. Like I was like very that girl. But then I was like, no, we went. We just juiced it. And so I felt the same way. Yeah.
Same
way.
We needed a reshoot.
Yeah, we needed a reshoot.
Knew we made it to the moon.
The lighting was not giving.
We're like, we got to go back to the moon. We didn't get the content.
We forgot the ring light.
We forgot the ring light. Turn the ship around.
Okay. Another one. The HAARP, the HAARP lab in Alaska, is alleged to be a mind control lab.
I don't know this.
I don't Alaska, either. I was,
you were just there. Did you see it? Nothing.
Maybe they mind controlled me to tell me I didn't.
Maybe they did.
Spooky.
Less of a conspiracy, more of like in the spooky theme. But do you guys believe in magic or witches?
Well, I am a witch.
Right. I have seen Harry Potter, so. But I, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
I believe in witches. I am a witch. So that's why Sierra's telling me all this stuff. I'm like, crazy. When I do a spell, ooh, sheesh.
You know, Twitches 2 was actually your autobiography.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. No, well, during that movie was when I found out I had my powers.
Of
because
course.
I was like, oh my gosh. Well, the movie was like, you didn't try hard enough that you had powers. And that's why young me was at my dresser like, just really focused. Nothing happened. Okay, fine. I'm not a witch. Fine. But that story is true. I really did try my powers.
I did too.
You right?
Right.
Okay,
no, but that's why Sierra doesn't believe in powers, because she was like, if it was real, I would have got them.
Yeah, no, but I don't believe in like any like magic, sorcery. I don't know. Even like spirits, psychics, like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe some people are more just perceptive in general.
Mm.
And so maybe even to them, they think of that as like a magic gift, a magic power.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I don't know. I just don't.
Wait, on that same note, I want to know, what do you think then of mediums?
No.
Don't believe in it?
No.
Even with this new famous one that like all the celebrities have been having, have you seen any of those clips?
It's tried? Just too easy to get that kind of information, especially if you read about like cold reading techniques and stuff and just how people can pick up on that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy, I think, to not even just talk other people into it, but even talk yourself into it.
Right.
That you have that ability.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I indulge myself in it because I've seen so many in my mind, quote unquote, not like they didn't really know. And then they were like, can I do this reading? And they didn't believe it. There were so many people that in my mind, of course, they could be an actor. Who knows? But they were like, didn't believe. And they have said some pretty heavy stuff. And they were like, I honestly, man, like, thank you so much. Like, I can't even believe. And like, it just seemed so genuine. So many of these. So I've been convinced by. So maybe that's the conspiracy theory that I believe in. Is that these mediums and all that stuff is real.
Right.
That for you. Loch Ness Monster for me.
Yeah.
What's yours? Everything.
Yeah. Like I said, doesn't take much.
What about ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Mermaids. Before we go to ghosts.
Do you guys remember when that mermaids documentary came out when we were in early high school?
Yes.
And it was like a mockumentary, but like I don't know if it was just me and my friends, but like no one knew it was a mockumentary. They thought it was a real documentary.
Mm.
And so it was like a mockumentary about like mermaids, and then that they actually did discover it, but that like the government stole their evidence and like, but it was a mockumentary, like Blair Witch Project,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh. where they're like pretending it's a documentary, but right. it's staged.
I don't remember this.
And they're not like trying to actually convince people it's real. That's like part of the shtick.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my friends being 14, 15, like, everyone was so convinced it was real. And I remember like actually getting into a fight with my friend being like, it's a mockumentary. Like, it's not real. She's like, Sierra, you don't understand. They destroyed the evidence. The government raided their lab. And it was like a huge deal.
Right.
I'm loving the enthusiasm for it. But like, fair. If that's really what you're like, and who's to say that's not true?
Yeah.
And you're not old enough, like, not that long ago, you thought you were a mermaid.
Oh, so, yeah.
like, all we have to
so
do is,
fair.
Like, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But with that documentary, I don't know. Now, that aside, I don't know. Maybe mermaids. Like we said, the deep has some weird stuff.
Yeah, who's to say?
I don't know.
Wait, that's where you draw the line? Mermaids?
That's where she draws.
I guess so.
Are you dead ass at mermaids?
I mean, let me think. It's half a fish and half a human. I'm like, how did we get there? And what, where? Because if a fish is on land, it's dead. If a human goes under the water for too long, it drowned, died. Like, at what point
evolution.
Did we get there?
Maybe as humans were evolving from, you know, first like a very small mm-hmm. organism, at some point when we were going through the process of like amphibians coming on land and then they can go in water and on land, maybe the frog had a cousin who was a mermaid and had those abilities of a frog to be on land and in water, and then human body evolved and fish tail stayed the same.
But not a medium.
That's where I'm like,
conspiracy
theory. What are we talking about? What are you saying?
I love conspiracy theory, Sierra.
Me too. It's wild. I love it.
No, it's so good because you like it's like backed by like evidence.
No, like you,
I was gonna say by science. I was just gonna say by science.
You were
I'm sorry.
You were asking the right questions. I have no answers for you. I don't know. Maybe mermaids are real.
Have you
I hope they are.
Have you guys seen the recent, like not recent, but they're just like on TikTok, as recent as TikTok is, like clips of mermaids like being on boats and like showing spottings and like sounds of them?
No.
Oh. I haven't seen it on TikTok, but I've seen some of that during that whole documentary fiasco.
Well, I definitely have that on my For You page.
Okay. Well, listen, like I said, I hope they're real. I hope. If you're a mermaid, let's come on the podcast.
Comment down below. We'll put a nice little tank for you right here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Next to Kenny Ortega.
All right. Back on the supernatural thread. So mermaids is where we draw the line. How about ghosts? How do we feel about ghosts or the undead?
Yeah. Yes. It's like ghost spirits are the same for me. So I'm like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm convinced I saw a ghost when I was younger.
Really?
So I definitely think so.
You probably did.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear the story.
I was just younger and I was in Mexico and I was just in this, like, I can't remember. I was just like walking near a cemetery.
Mm.
And I just remember like my cousin and I were like, let's go, blah, 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 like by there. And it was like near a church too. So I was like, I don't want to go. And like, I already was like, I believe in ghosts. So I was like, I'm not down to see them.
Right.
And I remember like we went into the area and like, I remember seeing someone like weeping and just sitting there. And I'm like,
mm-mm.
I can't like unsee it.
Right.
Like, so, but I can't like describe it's. And I was so, and I was not so young. Man, I'm trying to think, 12.
That's not that young.
That's not that young. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 11? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's also traumatized and can't remember exactly.
Right, well, right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Convinced, but also spooky things happen and people do crazy shit. And I'm sure somebody also could have dressed up and been like in the cemetery or whatever and been like,
right.
But, like being La Llorona or something like that, because that's also right. like a thing. So
that's scary though.
But yeah, so what I like to do when I'm dark in my room and I'm by myself, I'm like, and I all of a sudden I'm like, oh, ghost. I'm like, nope, you're not welcome. No,
yeah,
no, thank
too.
You. No, thank you. No, thank
yeah.
you.
Me like respectfully, like I'm not interested. I can't do mm-hmm. this right now. Like much love, but no, thank you.
Much love, baby, but no.
That's where I wonder, right? Okay, so on both sides, let's say ghosts are real. People who open themselves up to that, who are interested in that, kind of like invite that in, right? So they're more likely to experience that. Or let's say ghosts aren't real. The people who open themselves up to that and invite that are more likely to read into things and see that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think either way you look at it, if you like invite that kind of thing in, you're going to experience more of it, whether it is real or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am like closed off to all of that.
Yeah. I'm not interested in any of it. Like,
don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about like when people were younger and doing Ouija boards, I was like, there's no way. I said, absolutely
not. They sold Ouija boards at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
My friend bought one and we would play like the Ouija board at her house. And now I'm like,
No.
Yep.
No. There is nothing. It is not interesting to me at all. I'm like, get that shit away from me, because real or not, I'm not interested.
And that's how I feel too. And I think part of that might also be like my faith as a Christian, is I'm just like, I don't care to know if like that stuff is demonic, but regardless, I would like to just close myself off. Yeah. I would like
as
to
soon
not
as because I feel like as soon as you open that door, you're like, nope, and I don't want to even have a little baby streamline of any sort of bad spirit, any juju, nothing.
I also like already have an overactive imagination about most things. I'm not interested in adding on to my like worries and freakouts. Like, I'm
same.
Not interested at all.
Yeah, since my growing up Catholic, my mom was like, obviously that is Satan. No, we're not doing magic, like black magic. Yeah. That kind of stuff is not the tea. So, which I'm actually really happy that she did allow me to indulge into Halloween as much. Actually, now, like, talking about how she was like, no Ouija boards, no nothing like that. Like, and actually, I think mediums are, like, considered, like, witchcraftery. So it's, like, frowned upon. So, like, very happy that she did let me be like, Halloween is cool.
Right,
so.
Right.
I think about that a lot because I had friends growing up in like my religious circle who some of them, their parents were of the mindset of like, it's just fun, it's silly, it's goofy. Like, of course you can dress up and go trick or treating. And I also had friends whose parents were like, that's demonic, that's bad, that's, you know, not of God. And so you can't dress up and you can't go out. And like, I always felt sad for my friends who were in that situation, because like, totally respectful of like religious beliefs and religious interpretations, but at the end of the day, it is just a fun opportunity for kids to like dress up, and it's sad when kids get excluded from anything.
Right But especially from something that's literally happening all over everywhere every year, like, it's, and I feel like also there's four kids, like, you take, like, you are pretty much in control of whatever they're consuming daily anyway.
Yeah.
And if you're out there with them just trick-or-treating, getting candy, like dressing up with their friends, like, are you, you're there with them, and there's opportunity for you to like see what's going on.
Yeah. And I could get a parent being like, oh, I don't want my kid to dress up as like a devil.
Right.
Like, sure.
Right. Okay.
But like, is them dressing up as Ariel from The Little Mermaid? Like
right.
Come on.
You know,
you're like, he wants to be a dog. Like, it's not like, just that deep.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And again, it's about the candy anyways.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was all about the candy when I was a kid. It was like, my friends would want to like hang out a little bit before. I'm like, guys, this is trick-or-treating time. This is cutting into our rotation.
Right. Right.
We got to make it to the house at the top of the hill that gives the full-size candy bars early before they're all out. Then we can make our way down. We go through here. We go through there.
Mm-hmm.
It was truly about filling up the pillowcase as high as you could fill it.
I'm so glad you said pillowcase.
I was gonna say, did you have pillowcases or did you have bags?
I remember wanting to do the cute little jack-o'-lantern carrying thing and then quickly abandoning that when I realized that my brother's pillowcase was gonna be able to carry so much more candy.
Efficiency, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do the little pumpkin one if I was just gonna do like a small area.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that way I didn't feel so like aggressive with my like whole like knapsack.
And then I remember like by the end of the night you're like hurling it over your shoulder. Trudging up the hill.
Totally.
I actually think I like had a moment of like graduating from the like the little jack-o'-lantern. Like I all through my childhood I used that little orange one, and then I remember getting to a point where I saw the kids have the knapsack and I was like, mom, I can't use that, like, give me a pillowcase, I gotta be cool. And she's like, okay, like, are we doing like pattern, are we doing regular? I'm like, oh my god,
like, just pull one off your pillow and give it to me right now.
But she obviously understood in that moment like it was like a thing, so she's like, okay, so what do we do?
Right. She's like, so what's the 411?
Yeah. So then I graduated to the pillowcase, and then I remember my brother being like, I want one of those too. And then so we converted.
Cute. Yeah. I feel like if I went trick-or-treating now, as an adult, I would take the little orange.
Oh, for sure. Because it's like, part of the look.
It is. But also, that does feel aggressive to have like a pillowcase. Yeah. And I'm like, trick or treat.
I think we are going to take Grace trick or treating this year. And I think we're going to bring just the little, you know, jack-o'-lantern one because she doesn't eat candy. And, right. Well, and then I get to eat her candy. So that's great.
Okay, right.
But like, it's still, I think, because she loves knocking on doors right now. Like her favorite thing is like walking around the house, knocking on all the doors. We go on the other side and like open it.
Yeah.
So I feel like she would have fun at least doing a couple houses on our block. So we'll just bring the...
Are they scary on your block?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, good.
That's good.
That'll be really good.
Yeah.
Well, which candies are you hoping Grace gets?
Right. Reese's.
Right.
Always. The same. Reese's. And then like below that, like a good Snickers, peanut M&Ms, maybe throw like a sour candy in there, like a Rips.
Yes.
You guys like Rips?
Which one were the Rips?
They're like the little strips.
And they're pretty old.
Yeah, they're like an older candy.
Yeah, but they're good and they're sour. So like top tier. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you guys have a favorite Halloween costume as a kid?
Yeah, I do. I have. It really wasn't even that like inventive or like cool or anything. But my dad and I like did it together.
Aww.
And it was when I was Storm for Halloween. And like, I don't know, maybe third, fourth, fifth grade. I can't remember. But I wore like a blonde wig. I'm just remembering this now. I wore a blonde wig and I wore all black because I think at the time we just couldn't get like a Halloween costume. Like we were just busy like buying other things. And so my mom and I like went to like Walmart and got like a full black suit. My dad like rhinestone like a lightning bolt on it. And I thought I was giving. I really I was like, that. I'm giving.
That's like, so sweet. Yeah. And especially because it's like, yes, the costume, but like the process of making the costume.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I've always really liked wigs, I suppose. Because I'm just remembering that I had like a white wig on.
How fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Elementary honestly. School
was good. One, as a kid, wearing a wig, like, transformed you. Like, I remember being in a show and getting to wear a wig.
Oh, my God,
yes. I was so excited.
That, like, meant you were, like, really doing something. Even if you weren't, like, a lead, but you had, like, a wig.
Well, if they took the time to get you a wig. It was like when you got a mic.
Oh, my.
Finding out who got mics and then also in what order the curtain call was.
Yep.
I remember them, like, blocking curtain call and being like, okay, I'm definitely going to be after him. Will I be after her? I don't know. I'm right. Just a supporting character.
Right, right. I also remember like when you would do the mics, but they would be like, okay, now do you have to switch? Because like halfway through the show, you like don't
yes,
do anything.
So you
switch.
Had a mic switch.
Oh my God. I absolutely hated that. I was like, I need the mic the whole time.
I hated doing a mic switch.
I sucks. Mostly hated my mic switch, especially when I had to get mine after a sweaty boy. Like at intermission, I'd have to go meet up with this guy and he'd give me the mic and he's giving me a mic pack. I'm like, keep the mic pack. I'm going to go get a fresh one, babes. Right. It's like dripping in sweat. I'm like, eh.
Ew.
So that is rough.
Yeah.
Okay. So my favorite Halloween costume is kind of like Ryan's where it's like, it was more of like the togetherness, like, and that's, I want to preface that because the end result of what we were trying to make didn't really like give what I wanted it to give. But alas, it was still the moment. I'm obsessed with ghosties. Sidebar. I like think little ghosts are so cute, like blankets, towels. Ryan, if we went to TJ Maxx together, it's a problem.
Yeah.
And so every year I've always wanted to be a ghost, but they never have that in the stores. Like they would, that just like doesn't exist. Like there's no ghost costumes. And if they do, they are like so crazy. It's like Casper with like the weirdest foam head, never doing that.
Oh, right.
So I told my grandma and she was like, okay, I'll like do like a sheet thing, but it'll be kind of fitted to you. And like, we'll do the holes and the eyes. And like, it was like this whole thing. And it was just so much fun that my grandma was like really trying to do this for me. And I just remember then before I left with like my friends looking at myself in the mirror, getting one last glance. And it's just me in a sheet with two holes. And I really thought that
like you were,
I was
that you were doing.
But you loved it.
But I did love it. Aww. I did love it because I was like, oh my God, it's like, it is like kind of ghosty, like what I wanted. And it's just,
right.
This is so cute. And I just loved it. But like,
and literally just you in a sheet.
It was me.
Right.
Two holes.
And you're like, I am giving.
Right. Yes. Pull them in the mirror like, oh.
Me sheet.
Oh.
Ah. Exactly. Okay, Sierra, so what was your favorite Halloween costume?
I think mine is like the same as yours, where it's like a family member helped me make one. When I was, I want to say four or five was when Star Wars Episode One came out. Mm. And my family's right. a huge Star Wars family. And we wanted to do like a family Halloween costume for Star Wars. And I really wanted to be Queen Amidala, specifically the red outfit with right. like the big hair. Yeah. Right. Like I really wanted to be that. So we go to the store to like buy the costume, and it just they didn't have that specific one, but they did have like a mask of like the hairpiece. So we just bought the mask, and then my grandma handmade a Queen Amidala costume for me. Aww. That was like hand stitched and like very elaborate, or at least that's how I remember it.
Oh my gosh.
And I just felt like a million bucks. I loved it. I remember wearing it to my preschool costume parade. And like telling everyone that like I made it with my grandma. Aww. And like this is special, and I was just so proud of it.
That's so sweet.
That's so cute. You're gonna have to show me pictures.
Like, I will, because I was Queen Amidala. My brother was Anakin when he's in like the flight suit, you know, and he's like in the pod race. My dad was Darth Maul, and then my mom was Princess Leia.
No, love I have it. To see photos. Yeah,
love it.
I'll show you. We have a like family photo in it. It was before Austin was born, so sorry, Austin.
Sorry, Austin. But that's so funny that like all of our favorite like Halloween costumes were something like the actual memory like with our families. I mean, it just goes to show that like that really meant something to all of us. Because it could have been like, oh my God, I had this really cool, like elaborate, like whatever that we bought from the store, like blah, blah. Like it could have been that.
No, it's a freaking sheet.
It's a sheet.
It's a sheet. It's a sheet and some love.
It's a sheet and some love. And yes.
It was like when capris were in. So my grandma was like, you'll just wear some like white capris underneath them. So I mean,
right. You're like,
I'm like, right, of course.
It's so funny how those core memories really do come from just like acts of love from family. And it makes me like as a parent realize like how important it is for me to like do that kind of stuff for Grace as she gets older. You know,
that's what Grace is going to remember, is like the little moments that you guys create at the on Halloween. Going back to, this is why all kids should hopefully be able to like participate, because it's not even about like the spooky shit. It's like
It's about just having a fun time with friends. That's not like, that's like the only holiday that's not sitting around your family.
That's like your, that and like New Year's Eve. But you don't get to like celebrate that until you're older.
So it's like, so it literally feels like Halloween is like the holiday you could spend with your friends.
Right. Yeah, that's so true.
Just thought of that. That's probably why it's so important, and so like the kids are like, I have to get the costume, I have to do the thing, because then we can all talk about our costumes and eat the candy and do the thing. That's the only thing kids want to do anyway.
And there's a school parade always. So what, you're not going to show up and show out to the Halloween parade?
Right.
Do they still let kids dress up at school?
Yes, but they have a different policy on like masks now.
Okay.
Like you can't show up and like be fully covered and people don't know who you are. Like that's not.
Yeah, that was, I do actually remember that being a rule at my school. Was a mask. No, we had to be able to see your face.
Yep. So a lot of, you know, the people that go with that, what's that long ghost face looking?
Scream.
Oh yeah, Scream. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. I'm like, what is that again? Yeah. So a lot of kids, like older, like boys would want to go as that, but they're like not allowed anymore. So it would literally just be them in like the black like
dress.
That black dress.
That happened to my brother because he wasn't allowed to wear. That's how I know about the mask rule, because he wasn't allowed to wear his. So David was like, no, I mean, look like Casper. Yeah, he had the one that was like over the head and had the little
so funny.
But, and I can't even believe he went to Scream. He was such a dick for that.
Because he knew, huh?
Of course he did. And he made sure to intentionally be around the corner all the time. But luckily he was younger and not as skillful to scare.
Right.
You know?
I mean, and probably shorter too.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not Scream.
That's baby Scream.
Yeah. Look, oh my God.
You're right, right?
Do you guys have any just like favorite Halloween memories or stories or anything?
I have one that's Halloween adjacent.
Okay.
But it's like the story of how I started feeling in my eyebrows.
Love that.
Okay. So one year for Halloween, I didn't have a costume at all. And I didn't have any plans. I think I was a sophomore in high school and I didn't have plans. And my friends were like, hey, we didn't have any plans, but I think we're just going to go like do this thing, like just dress up as something. And I'm like, I don't have anything. And my friend was like, just dress up as a cat. Just like use the eyeliner and move on. Like it's not that deep. We're all black, whatever. And I was like, right. So I'm doing my makeup. I'm doing the cat nose, the whiskers, and I'm filling in my eyebrows to like, you know, give it cat. And I was looking and I was like, this is really giving. Like, wow. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I was like shocked, like shook. It was literally, and I was using black eyeshadow. Like, it was just Groucho Marx, like thick ass brows. Like, it wasn't even cute.
But that was the look at the time, too.
That was the look. And I was like, wow, this is good.
Ryan is looking at herself like,
I am the cat's meow.
No, literally. Literally. And then I filled my eyebrows in every day after that.
Did you continue with the cat costume too?
No.
Yeah.
Just the eyebrows. But that is a fun memory that I have. Like, I wouldn't have done that had I not, like,
dressed up
as a cat that one year. that's one.
My favorite Halloween is just nothing special, but I can actually vividly remember it. And there's not so many Halloweens that I can remember as a child, but I was specifically in kindergarten. It was the year that my mother accidentally dressed me up as a Playboy bunny. I was in ballet at the time, so she put me in my tights and my tap shoes to give me a little bit of heel and bought me just some ears and a little tail from Michael's. Oh gosh. The parents were like, oh my God, look, a Playboy bunny. That's
You're like, no, I'm just a bunny. I'm eight.
Right.
Is that, I don't even know eight because I'm in kindergarten.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh my God, so you're like five. Literally six.
Like, six. Yeah. Yeah. Six.
You're just a bunny.
I was just a bunny. Anyways. So, and I remember that it was kindergarten specifically because my parents came to the kindergarten where we had like a whole little walk around and like we could trick or treat with our classmates. And then after that, my dad was like, okay, we're going to go home and like carve pumpkins. And we carved pumpkins as like the Roly Poly Oly special, Halloween special was on. And I just remember being like, this is the coolest day of my life. Like, and it was just so much fun. And I couldn't wait for it to like get a little bit darker and just like order the pizza and go trick or treating around my cul-de-sac. And I just remember it. I can see it still. And so I just hold on to that memory a lot.
That is so sweet.
That's so sweet and wholesome.
What about you?
I just had a lot of fun like trick or treating with my neighbors. And that was always really fun to me because the group of friends, it was so three families. So my family and two others, and each had two siblings. The younger in both other families were in my grade, and the older in both other families were in my brother's grade. So it was like the exact same age difference. And we met them when we were like three, I think, and we're still friends with them today. Like all six of us are still friends. And so I, even when I kind of went out on my own and had my own group of girlfriends, mm-hmm. I still on Halloween only wanted to trick or treat with them.
Aww.
And so a lot of my like special memories are with them. Separate from that group of all just like platonic friends, I did have my first kiss on Halloween.
That is something.
I like that. How magical.
I know.
Yeah, we were, I can't remember if I've told this story online. I feel like I have, but only like 5 years ago. So hopefully I'm not rehashing it for anyone. But I had been dating a guy for like 2 or 3 months. Like it'd been a minute.
Okay.
But we had only held hands.
In high school?
Middle school.
Oh, middle school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were at my friend's house. Actually, Madeline, who is doing the mugs for Confident Kind. It was her house. So we were at her house the whole night. Our friends are like conspiring to get us alone so we can like kiss. He had told me that he had like kissed a lot of other girls, or at least like a couple other girls. So I'm thinking
like, where it starts.
This guy is experienced. I am not. I was very open about the fact that I had never kissed anyone. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we're watching a scary movie. Our friends all run out of the room and shut the door, like lock us in there. And they're like, you guys can come out when you kiss. And he turned to me and he said, we don't have to kiss if you don't want to, which first of all,
a gentleman.
Glad he did that.
A gentleman.
Put the ball in my court. And I said, no, I think I do want to. And he said, okay, but I have to tell you something. I lied. I haven't actually kissed anyone.
Not this boy.
He's showing himself to you in this moment.
And I said, that's okay. I haven't either. And then we just like gave a little peck. Aww. And then we yelled to our friends, we kissed. Can we come out now?
Oh my God.
Wait, how old were you?
13 or maybe 12, but yeah, right around that.
That's so cute.
That is so cute and wholesome. I love that
he was like, okay, because I don't want you to be deceived.
Yeah, he was honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, welp.
He's like, I can't promise you anything. Listen, if we're about to do this.
Yeah. Like, if this is about to go down, let me
you
be
need
real
to know.
Yeah.
And he was dressed as Burger King, like the Burger King king on Halloween. So
you know what,
that was my
kind
first
of iconic.
Kiss.
That is kind of iconic. I hope he's doing well. I do. I truly do. He's going far.
Well, I think that is a fine place to wrap up the episode. I'm a little sad to wrap it up because it means that we're like done with this October fun that we had in all these costumes.
The festivities are coming to an end.
We'll have to conspire about how we can bring some more spirit into the next holidays, right?
Like, yes. Maybe something special for Christmas, like we all dress up as Santa. Oh, or God, we could all be turkeys for Thanksgiving, except I'll be a bowl of mashed potatoes because I don't eat turkey.
Can I be a corn?
Oh my God.
Corn, turkey, potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
Perfect.
Maybe we like, you know how people like Disney bound where they like dress like the character, but it's just like a normal outfit? Maybe we like Disney bound as like potatoes, a turkey, and a
I think
ear
that's a great idea. I
like
think
that.
That's doable.
Yeah.
I definitely think that's doable. We should definitely do
it. Cute. I love it.
So be looking out for that sometime in November.
Yes. Make sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram to see all these iconic looks, pictures, videos, all of the above.
And thank you so much for listening and watching.
Bye.
Bye, guys.